Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest. Ooh, it is Mello. Mello, please introduce yourself.
Hello.
Tell everyone what you do.
What do I do? I'm a Vancouver musician. I've been playing music and singing music in bands in and around Vancouver since the early 90s. What else do I do? I also participate in belly dancing. I do a bit of that. I'm a mom.
Oh, shut up.
No, you. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. And let's go to the beginnings. Who was your inspiration for music? What got you into singing?
Well, that's a pretty loaded question. Definitely inspired a lot by the music that my mom and my stepdad would have brought home. They were avid music lovers and record collectors. And so it kind of went from, like, you know, hippie, like Pink Floyd, you know, Beatles, David Bowie, you know, into the 80s where it was like Nina Hagen, The Residents, you know, we're getting more into the punk rock, Sex Pistols, and, you know, lots of avant-garde stuff, like, you know, Yeah.
Well, you did a cover of David Bowie. Tell me about this one.
I did. I've done several covers of David Bowie for the Bowie Ball, the annual Bowie Ball.
I love the Bowie Ball.
Yeah. So been participating in that for, oh my God, I think since 2016. I'm not very good with
I think
numbers,
that's where the first time I saw you was at the Bowie Ball.
Yeah.
No, you're amazing. Yeah. Okay, and tell me about this song. Why did you pick Moon Age Daydream?
I mostly because I really like that album. It's probably one of my favorite albums. It's also one that lends well to my voice. It's very kind of got a bit of a bluesiness to it, whereas he got kind of a little bit more 80s and a little bit more poppy down the road and a little bit more avant-garde. And this one really is kind of you know, kind of rock and roll album.
A rock and roll, baby. Yeah, here's a Mellotron on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. Be a rock and rolling bitch for you. So keep your mouth shut. You're squawking like a pink monkey bird, and I'm busting up my brains for the words. Keep your electric eye on me, babe. Put your rake onto my head. Rest your face close to my love. want to fake it, baby. Light a real thing on me. The church of man love is such a holy place to be. So make me, baby, make me know you really care. Make me jump into the air. Keep your electric eye on me, babe. Put your brick onto my head. Press your space face close to mine, love. Freak out in a moon edge day.
Awesome. All right, now tell me about this video, because I saw some David Bowie in the background. Yeah.
Well, it was that was for the Bowie Ball that was done virtually when we were all on lockdown. So we trying to figure out navigating how are we going to do this Bowie Ball.
Mm-hmm.
When nobody was allowed to gather and nobody was allowed to go over to people's houses and everything. So we were doing our parts in our own little kind of...
In your home?
Our little, you know, circles, you know, or, uh-huh. you know. And so we did a video using green screen, and none of us had ever really done that before. I think Eric Lowe, he had some experience with editing.
Mm-hmm.
David Hathaway had experience with computers and graphics and
nice.
and recording and stuff like that. So I had gotten Adam Payne to record my vocals because I had no idea how I was going to do my part, so I needed to get a little help with that. So I did use Adam Payne for that, and we feebly tried to. I had no idea what they were going to put on the screen behind mm-hmm. me, so I had no idea what to do with my arms, what to do with my leg. It was very awkward. It was severely awkward, but it was fun and it was a really great way to come together and raise some money for cancer research.
Oh, for sure.
So I was glad that I was able to be a part of that.
Yes. All right, and welcome to SFU. And you were here back in the day.
Back in the day. The Bombshells played here at the pub. I don't know what it's, is it the SFU pub
it's
or whatever?
The study, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been back in like 92 maybe, yeah. Yeah, no, I vaguely remember it, but we did play here as the Bombshells.
And we're going to play a Bombshell song. Oh, maybe two of them.
Yeah.
So tell me about the first one.
The first one is called "Social Misfit," and it was written by Lisa Weaving. She was the drummer of the band, it was our big kind of the Bombshells. It had gone through like. A transitional period. They had two guitar players at one time, and they had a different singer, and they mm-hmm. had a keyboard player and everything. And when I had met them, I had seen them once, and I was drunk, and I was 18, and full of piss and vinegar, and I just went, your singer sucks. I could do way better. And then a couple days later, they called me and said, well, you want to try out? we right, So I was like, I had to put my money where my mouth was and learn how to sing really, really quickly because I'd never sang before. So I think the first time we sang was actually on the Nardwar show. It just kind of went from there. That's kind of my drunken 18-year-oldness, big mouth is what got me into the music.
And I love you, Nardwar. All right, here we go on CJSF.
It's time to pursue the dream of every red-blooded girl in small town. The assault and seduction of an innocent young stud.
Well, it's 7:37 and I really got to wonder what my friends keep going away. Walk on, a social misfit. Never know, it's 1:37 and I really gotta wonder why these people keep staring. They keep staring up on this long-haired dude. He says, like, love me, can I buy you a drink? Come on, give him a look. I really wonder. Walk on, a social misfit. I never know, it's 1:37 and I really gotta wonder. I never know.
Dang, the bombshells, yo, what? Love that. Okay, and tell me about what you're wearing today.
What am I wearing today?
Yes.
Oh, I'm wearing a Jim Cummings Devil Kitty shirt.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
And you said he had his art show on your birthday.
Yes, he did. He had an art show on my birthday, and I bought way too much stuff, and I drank too much red wine.
No, he's amazing. He is a Vancouver legend. Yes, yes, yeah. For sure. Okay, we're going to talk about your next band, and tell me about this song, Save the Nymphos.
Ah, the Muscle Bitches, yes. The Muscle Bitches actually had a couple, they went through a series of singers. They had Jerry Jen was their first original singer, and then they did have another a girl, Jada. Jada was the second singer after Jerry Jen. They had been asking me to join for about a year. And, you know, Jada was a friend of mine, and I was like, I don't know. And I was living on the island and, you know, kind of, I wasn't quite sure if it was my thing. And then they sent me a song, and it was called Oprah. And it was a rock opera. And it really resonated with me, and it clicked in, because I'd never seen them live, so I didn't get the joke. I didn't get the gist, because they were a theatrical band, right? You know, so just by listening to the music itself, I was kind of like, well, this is kind of Jerry Jen's kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't want to step on any toes or change anything really. But when they had hired an opera singer to do the song, and I said, I want to try to do that. I want to try to do rock opera. And so we really went into once I did join we went down that kind of epic rock opera kind of thing, because we were able to do that because I was a little bit more versatile between doing the rock opera and doing the punk and the rock and everything. So we were able to get a little bit more creative with that. So Save the Nymphos is actually a song that I believe came from we redid it. I think they did do it with Jada or Jim. I can't quite remember historically. So this was a re-recording using my vocals. It was just kind of a new take on an old song that they had done that they wanted to revamp with my vocals. And so the Muscle Bitches was a duet band. So male-female singer.
Okay.
Yeah, much like with Little Guitar Army.
Yes.
There's a little bit of, you know, because Cal Thompson was a founder of the Muscle Bitches and Little Guitar Army. There's a lot of similarities in some ways, although they are quite different. As well, because the Muscle Bitches was co-created with Sam Newton and Cal Thompson, and Sam was a Berklee music graduate, and he was in a band called the Blue Chunks in San Francisco, and so they were very kind of fusion jazzy, kind of crazy, quirky, like Mr. Bungle-y kind of stuff. So and Cal came from a very big, you know, like that kind of guitar riff, you know, epic rock riff, like, you know, noodly guitar solo-y. And he also made all the guitars for both bands. We played the mini guitars that he made, because he was apprenticed under Larrivée. So he created these guitars that they were about the size of mandolins, but he did flying V's, he did strobing guitars, he did ones that shot flames, he did doubles, V-necks. So that was kind of the premise, was these little guitars that made us look bigger.
Yeah.
You know. But,
I love that.
Yeah,
oh,
so this is one of the songs off the album that I did with the Muscle Bitches. They did have a couple, like a demo with Jerry Jen, and they did do an album before this one, The Demon Boy Takes the Bride, which so this one is from Hellephant. Hellephant was our epic rock album. We'll be right back.
Whoa, yeah. I love it. Okay, so we're going to get to a quick break. So if you are interested in volunteering at CJSF, we'll play that little commercial there, and then we'll be back with more Mellow.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
And we are back. Yes, with more Mellow. Mellow, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Oh, I was going to say, is it yellow? Then I could call you Yellow Mellow.
Oh, right. I've heard that before.
I know. Okay, so tell me about Little Guitar Army, because I know that's like a whole group of you, right?
There was, you know, I think it's, yeah, anywhere from 10 to 13 members at any given time, depending on who made it to the show. But yeah, I think there was about 13 members by the end there. I think we had two drummers, two bass players, I don't know, six or seven guitar players, and yeah, two singers.
You all got to wear the same outfits and stuff,
too? Well, they weren't matchy-matchy, but yeah, there was the Army-ish theme.
Yeah. I remember seeing a video.
Yeah.
Tell me about this song, Can't Fix Stupid.
Can't Fix Stupid is a song that was written by Jerry Jen, again. Ironically, Jerry Jen was also the original singer in this band, too. I seem to have a career of replacing Jerry Jen. Which is kind of funny, but and she's dearly missed. She was an amazing talent, and I looked up to her very much, you know, as she did with me too. We were very supportive of each other singing, and she never had any ill will about me, you know, being the next singer in projects that she had done. She was always she was a stellar woman. And she was also a brilliant songwriter. She actually wrote this song with Sonny Dean, I believe. And so Little Guitar Army had recorded it. They were second singer was Linda Stang, and they did record an album with Linda doing this song. So when I joined, we needed something with my voice on it, because One Finger Films had put together a bunch of live footage that they'd taken from all the shows and made a video. So it was only appropriate that because it was me, my image, that it would be my voice. So again, Adam Payne helped us re-record the vocals for this. So I thought I would share this one with you. We'll be right back.
Oh man, I love that one. Go Sunny. Okay. So yes, you do belly dancing. How did you get into that?
Well, it was kind of happenstance. I had met my son's music and dance teacher, and they were looking for a face painter. So I guess I do other things too. I'm a Ooh. Children's face painter and balloon twister and clown.
What? You're sometimes. A clown?
Well, princess, sometimes, like, you know.
Whatever they need.
Yeah, whatever they need. A children entertainer kind of thing, which is something I also stumbled upon. I was trained as a makeup artist.